Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? We got on the Peasant Chat. That's right. Sunday Peasant Chat. We're coming at you every Sunday. Now, I put up a poll just to see what you guys thought about the scheduling. A lot of people don't necessarily love the schedule. But honestly, I think that's the minority of people. I think most people like the Sunday night Peasant Chat. I like the Sunday night Peasant Chat because I don't have to wake up early on Sunday morning to do it. And that gives me plenty of time to, you know, do my shit on Saturday. So what we're going to talk about today is, did the test of the cold air intake for the 13 GT give you pause, or maybe opened up something in your brain and unlocked it that said maybe aftermarket cold air intakes on a bone stock car, stock manifold, stock exhaust manifolds, stock catalytic converters, stock everything, there isn't really a huge benefit. Based on the testing that I did, it concludes that there isn't much to be gained from a bigger tube and an aftermarket cold air if most of the vehicle is stock. Of course, if the air pump is more efficient and the cold air is a restriction, you would think that Ford would make it bigger, which they did on Gen 3. So it begs the question, if I put an 18 manifold on it and open up the exhaust, then will the gains be worth it? Now, there is a wrinkle to that. 18 manifolds and Boss intakes flow about the same, unported. So you wonder why Ford left the same diameter on a GT cold air intake than they did a Boss. A Boss 302 has the same exact cold air intake than a GT does. So I've always wondered if we can make that distinction or that test. Again, it's just for data and data collection and content. So we can talk about that. We can talk about a bunch of other things that the test popped up. But not before we have Mr. Bill O'Reilly say hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
It does suck. I'm telling you, it sucks all the time. PMAP, that's right. The intake that I installed on the 13 GT, maybe a little bit of more flow, one more mile an hour, a couple of thousandths quicker than the stock cold air, but I think it'll really start to shine once we get manifold and exhaust in the sucker. PMAS, Nick James of PMAS, DNAHPumpJamPumper.com. Get your PMAS from him, get your cam from him, get your wheels, tires, every single part. Get it from him. Parts on ParksOn.com, all used parts, pullouts, takeouts, engines, transmission, wheels, tires, deck lids, you name it. Rolling chassis, get them at theparkrum.com. Toyota Solution, Army Glenn on Toyota Solution. If you're Puerto Rico and you want the best domestic aftermarket performance shop in the island, Rami Zaidan, Toyota Solution. Caliber Transmission, CaliberTransmission.com. Had a little trouble with the slave cylinder on the RPS clutch. We're going to get that fixed up. Thank you to Caliber for getting that transmission fixed up. Balak, and the best drug dealer wheels on the planet. Caleb backwards, Balak the other way. Check him out. MFP of Australia. MFP, he's been a little sick under the weather. He came down with pneumonia. That's why I haven't heard much from him. Hopefully he feels better. Him and his wife, or girlfriend, wife. I'm not sure if he's married or whatever, but last I checked, he was shacking up with a good-looking girl. So good for him. Let's say hi to the people here and get after it, but not, oh my God, I didn't do the copy live chat control V because I copy paste all the time at work, so I know that motion real easily. Leon Phelps, Andy Ali, TJ Sikorsky, 2000 MCR, Joe Swish, Clean 93 GT, Victor Sardone, Monty 540, Bill Lavesh, Bryson Wood, GT, Mustang, D-Rock Fox, John Jones, Travis Deuce did it. Valley 10 speed. Good morning. Hey, Valley 10 speed. Make sure that if a customer wants to do a DI delete, if he's not having any trouble with his DI system, steer him away from DI deletes. Because a lot of these people that are doing DI deletes now think that it's like a power thing. No, guys, you will not make one more horsepower with a DI delete. Not one motherfucker.
Not one motherfucker.
All it does is remove a system that can be problematic. In no way, shape, or form should you look at a DI delete as a power upgrade. Please do not do that. Slow 99, TJ Sikorsky, Dixon, Corfred, Cal, Michael Locke, Cody, Kelly, TJ Sikorsky again, Tango, Kona Blue, Anthony Garrett, Evan Smith, Yank Done It, Dalton, Tito, 2JZ, Foxbody, Garrett L, Bryson Wick, Garrett L again, The Wolf, Nat Jude, Yank Done It, Five Way Josh, Greg Gilvich, who the fuck are these names? They're hard to pronounce. Craig Walls, Mr. Billy Noonan himself, Nazo, Candice Lupus, Adam Griffin, Matt Oliver, AJ, Garrett, Clint, 94GT, Ver, Coyote, Fury, Legion, Fab. Let's get all the way to the bottom here and start talking some shit. Alex Viejo, Brandon Horton, Levi Easy, I'm Hung So Low, D-Rock Fox, Cole Lucky, Joseph Jerusik, 1 Slope 4.6, Garage Bill Coyote, Isaiah Davalos, Nicholas Antarpio says, good evening, sir. Loving the S197 content. I love that little car because it's not fucked yet. You know what I mean? And I'm going to try to do my best to build it in such a way that it doesn't become this dumb thing. I have an opportunity to make a low 9-second car because 8's, it's roll cage and parachute time. If I can get it to the 9.1, and I don't care if it's 9.19, obviously this motor I don't think will survive the test. Speaking of motors that did not survive the test, I have a Fox Body video coming out tomorrow. Oh, you flew too close to the sun. Anyway, I'll let you guys check that out tomorrow. Nothing dramatic. It's just, you know, nitrous problems. But anyway, I want to make sure that I build something that, I don't want to say daily driver, because the word daily driver gets tossed around willy-nilly nowadays. Andrew, DJ Lux says, thoughts on non. Cook's non-catted. I'm going to have to get it tuned after I put it in, right? No, not at all. Garage Bill, Jonathan, Dylan, Mofler. And why do people think that if you remove your catalytic converters, that you have to... that you have to then get tuned. No, guys, when you remove it, all you're removing is just a restriction. Then the system goes, hey, there's no catalytic converter there, PO420, PO430. It doesn't mean you need a tune because the tune cannot turn that off legally. Legally, you cannot turn off any emissions codes. So let's talk about it. The PMAS cold air intake stuff was an interesting test. After installing the cold air intake, and data logging both cold air intakes, stock and the PMAS, on a bone stock 13GT with a Lund tune, of course, I noticed that the MAF pounds a minute were barely different, like 0.3 different, 435 versus 438 or 437, something like that. And then the MAF frequency was the same. So I thought to myself, self, does that mean that if the motor is only sucking in so much that it doesn't matter what you do in front of the motor, aka the cold air? Then my brain started working and I go, wait a minute, that makes sense. But it doesn't make sense on the Boss 302. The Boss 302 to me is that anomaly that tends to lend itself to, you know, it's not consistent. If Gen 3 Mustangs, hell, Gen 2 Mustangs, Gen 2 and Gen 1 Mustangs have the same diameter cold air. Supposedly, the Gen 2 motor makes more power. So you go, okay, this should be straightforward, right? But Boss 302 motors have better valves, better heads, better intake manifold, better crank, just better everything. But it doesn't make that much more horsepower in terms of what it says on the pamphlet. But the car sure as fuck performs like a motherfucker. Like, that would be a cool test to do this same kind of deal with a Boss 302, because I've seen stock non-tuned Boss 302 live in the 11s, like live in the 11s without any tuning. It is pretty interesting how that goes. But anyway, on a Gen 3, they do have a bigger cold air intake. And you go, okay, is that because the air pump behind the cold air intake is that much more efficient? Probably. But how come they don't do it on a Boss 302? It has the same cold air intake, Boss manifold, good heads, all this stuff. So I would think there'd be a bigger difference or a delta difference or delta, bigger delta between a stock cold air on a Boss 302 and a PMAS on a Boss 302. But on a GT, not that much of a difference. And I've always wondered that why is it that a lot of people expect 50 horsepower out of a Mustang when they have catalytic converters, out of a Mustang with a cold air intake and a tune, when they have catalytic converters, stock manifold, stock intake. Makes no sense. Now, the other test that I could do is the following. I got to get ultimate headers in there. I got to do free flow and exhaust. And I got to do an 18 manifold or a Boss 302 intake. In my opinion, the cheapest route is the Boss 302 intake. I can get them from Jake for almost nothing. He gets them all the time. But the problem is I don't want to reconfigure anything. I don't want anything to be out of the norm. So maybe an 18 manifold would be more of a direct bolt-on deal than a Boss intake would. You know what I mean? I don't want to go through, because it's going to come off anyway for a Roush blower probably by the end of summer. I would think I'd have a Roush blower in this car. They're on a 6 to 8 week back order, which is kind of interesting. Are a lot of people buying Roush intakes or, I'm saying Roush superchargers, or are they just not stocked up and they have to go to the foundry and whip up some new one? So I've always wondered how that big of a difference would be on a Boss man, on a Boss deal than a GT deal. When the car gets headers and a different manifold and injectors, that's as far as I'm going to go NA, guys. Don't think I'm going to optimize this car NA. I am not a gay guy. This is going to go boosted sooner than later, but I want to, it'll get in the 11s. I guarantee it'll get like an 11.7 or 11.6 out of it once it's figured out NA, because these will be the mods before I put a blower on it. Driveshaft, converter, free flowing exhaust, manifold, intake, and basically what you call full bolt on. But I'm not going to weight reduce the guy and put a 6F converter in it. No. It's going to get basic stuff that I can take off, sell, or give away. I'm more than likely just give everything away because I don't like selling stuff, because Facebook Marketplace is such a fucking shithole. Some guy hit me up the other day. I'm selling the ZR1 wheels. I've been selling them for probably a year. And it's like, do you still have these? I go, yep. And then he just goes. So I said, fuck it, let me hit him up. I go, so do you have money or not? And he's like, I'm just weighing out my options. Dickhead, if you don't have money, don't reply to an ad. Like, don't reply to an ad. So that's why I'm going to give away the intake manifold. I'll probably give away the whole top end deal, like the PMAS intake, LU47, all as a package deal just to get it out of my life. I don't need more parts in the garage. Then I think a good test would be with the manifold and free flowing exhaust, stock cold air, you know, drag quarter mile run, PMAS cold air, quarter mile run on the same day. I might do it in E85. It depends on grip, depends on many factors, but I think the way the car sits right now, it's just quick enough not to blaze the tire and make the tests consistent. If I put a 3C converter, drive shaft, you know, and it'll start to make some power and good torque, it might just blaze the tire and skew the test, and it's not really something that I can count on in terms of back-to-back stuff unless I go to the track and do that. So, video's doing well. I'm glad you guys are watching it. It was a lot of work. I got up at, you know, 8, and then I did two videos. I did a video on that car, and I did a video testing the nitrous kit on the Fox body. Oh, pobrecito. Pobrecito. Ay, pobre carro. That car is probably going to... It's probably going to be for sale sooner than later. And again, guys, when I release that video tomorrow, remember, I videoed it in the spur of the moment. And I wanted to capture that. Because a day or two passes, then I go, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. But at this point, it's looking like if someone comes at me with at least 8K, it can go. Because I just don't have the time to work on the car. So we'll get your questions, comments, and concerns, and we'll talk about it with the peasants. Why the regular cold air over the fender well? Tay, they don't make a fender well for the Gen 1. I don't understand. Okay, maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't listen. They don't make a fender well for the Gen 1. I've said it 1,000 times. Why the regular one over that? Because that's all they make. They do not make a fender well for the Gen 1. 50 horsepower NA would take a lot. Intake, free flow. Why are you regurgitating shit we already know? Well, if it's going to come off anyway, might as well do the Boss as it's cheaper. Or do you have to modify stuff for the Boss intake install? If I'm not mistaken, I think you have to modify some stuff. Yes, the Boss has the same compression, just different cams and manifold. Here we go with everyone reading the fucking brochure. We know what the fucking Boss is. Stop regurgitating it as if it's some new fucking information. Oh, well, the Boss intake has these certain specific... I love these people that get on and they just regurgitate the fucking brochure as if they own one. Oh, man. Evening, Alex. Hypothetically, if someone had their exhaust cams locked with the blessing of their tuner, of course, would that car need a retune? Yes. No. No. If you're... Okay, why are you... Okay, the Berserker... Let's have a conversation, okay? How much power does your car make? How much power does your car make? Because if you tell me anything under 1500, I would say, why the fuck would you do that? Like, why the fuck would you do that? Why would you lock your exhaust cams on anything under 1,000 horsepower? Why would you lock your cams at all? Anything under 1,000 horsepower? The reason we lock our exhaust cams is in the event of any back pressure, the exhaust cam would be affected first. We don't even have one-to-one back pressure at 40 pounds of boost in the Grey Goose. It was just done as a precautionary thing. But if you have like an On3 kit that has all the back pressure on the planet and you are trying to remedy that by locking the exhaust cam, why don't you remedy that by not buying an On3 kit? Did you know the Gen 3 has direct injection and port injection? But why do you lock them in the first place? Smash or devour? I just don't want to do extra work. I am pressed for time, and I want to try to do everything as efficient as possible. A header install is going to be a full day for me. That's okay. The boss intake, I don't want to reconfigure and buy special stuff. I want to buy it, put it on, and go if it doesn't require any crazy stuff. So if the 18 manifold is a more direct bolt-on, and maybe I have to modify the front bolt a little bit or, you know, trim the manifold a little bit, I'd probably stick with that. Are you still planning on getting the maximum motorsport suspension components on the S197? Yes. So a lot of people ask, you know, why not UPR, why not BMR? Only because my GT500 has maximum motorsport stuff. Donnie's car had maximum motorsport stuff. Everything built at Power by the Hour had maximum motorsport stuff. Guess which parts literally never had an issue? The suspension stuff. No Heim joints clicking, nothing. No issues, zero issues. Phasers are on back order. I almost locked mine out for that reason. I picked up a VMP heat exchanger this week, getting ready to throw that, hopefully, to cool this Roush blower down some. Jared Wells, you're going to be a little disappointed. You're going to be a little disappointed when you figure out that the heat exchanger on its own will not cut down IATs. Now, this is the issue that I'm having with the Corvette. The Corvette needs to have lower IATs off the rip, not necessarily have better recovery. And that's what you got to think about, Jared. If the initial IATs get up to 150, they'll go up to 150 again. They will recover faster with the, again, it's an AFCO heat exchanger. VMP doesn't make heat exchangers. It's an AFCO heat exchanger with fans on it. That AFCO makes them. So just go to AFCO. So then you got to go, okay, so what do I need to do to cool the intake air temp or the intake air charge? So on the Corvette, a very popular thing people do is plumb in a really nice meth kit and just rely on that to help with the intake air temp and maybe auxiliary fueling, if you want to call it that, and just run, you know, pure meth and tune it for that. So the car literally has to have meth in it all the time when you go watt. And you have to tune for it because it's not like a Coyote where it adjusts and it trims the fuel out. It is what it is. So I thought to myself, I said, self, do I want to help the Corvette recover from 160, 170 IATs? Or do I want to prevent it from hitting 160 to 170 IATs? And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Rico says, saludos, Ale, Puerto Rico en la casa. MT2 car now looking to turn the car into a race car. Anything would cat deletes be a viable upgrade if I'm not going to go put on mods? So, Rijos, this channel cannot tell you what you can and can't do in terms of removing emissions components. The reason I don't want that out there is I'm tied to Lund. So, a lot of fucking retards that want to fuck with me will do that to get at Lund. So, let's say on this channel, I'm telling you, yeah, man, delete the cats. They're going to go, hey, this guy's telling people to delete the cats. Doesn't he work for you, Lund Racing? Isn't he your mouthpiece? And then Lund Racing is going to have to go, fuck, like I put him in a bad position with, you know, government stuff. When it comes to trash talking, other tuning and tuners and stuff like that, you know, I can get away with a lot. I have a lot of, you know, I can do kind of what I want as long as I'm not affecting the business in a negative way. But to tell you to remove the catalytic converters, it's a big no-no. Now, this is what I will tell you. Any restriction that can be mitigated, whether it be the exhaust or the intake, is only going to make the car more power. I don't know how else to tell you that. If my breathers from my LS3 catch can setup started blowing oil out of them, is it due to blow by? No, if you got oil out them bitches, you got an issue. Matthew Muniz, if you got oil blowing out of it, to me, blowing out of it is blowing out of it. If you got vapor and little kind of like spittle here and there, not a big deal. I'd rather you get a catch can, remotely mount it, vent it out the back or something. We are full of peasants today. Oh, my bad. Didn't take that into consideration. Understood. EPA, speaking of which, is right here. So what's the best way to not let the blower get hot IT right off the rip? Well, a couple of things. So porting, believe it or not. So think about it this way. Jared Wells. If you bunch up a bunch of air in an area that is not flowing that air, it'll just cause heat. Meaning the car is less likely to have IAT issues if the airflow path is smooth. It just goes in, processes it very nicely and efficiently out the exhaust. So the intake, compression, combustion, and exhaust events, if they're as smooth as possible, then you have less of a chance of bunching up air in the rotor pack, in the intake, in the intercooler, in the belly, in the pan, or you know, anywhere in the combustion event. That will lessen the IAT. So air molecules being bunched up in an area and they can't pass through quickly just causes hot air. So I hate to be very vague about this, but let's be honest. A 2.3 liter Roush is a little blower. If you whip it up quickly, it's just going to have high IAT issues. Anything above 140, 150, the computer starts to pull timing. Then you get recovery. So the best thing to do is to try to not make it, let it get up there. So you have to do some mitigating, meaning you have to figure out how to make the air pass through more efficiently, as opposed to more boost, more boost, more boost. Because we still live in an age where people think more boost is better. They literally think more boost is better. It's going to, you know, you have to boost the shit out of it. What is happening? Who the fuck? EG Performance. What the hell is this? People share weird stuff with me and I hesitate to open it because I don't want to, you know, get some kind of Trojan horse virus or something in my shit. I'm right about the 105 YAT on 60 degree day. That's fine, dude. Jared, 105? Roll out. Motherfucker's worried about 105. Bro, stop it. Do they make an inner chiller for Coyotes that are as efficient as the Chevy Dodge stuff? For street, mostly understand an ice tank is better for the track. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. The more I look into it, the more I can tell that the kits are not up to par with like Dodge stuff. Like OEMs developing it is a completely different thing. If Dodge, Ford, or Chevy developed an inner chiller, then I could say that's cool because it's been developed, vetted, and they offer a warranty. The aftermarket companies do a good enough job. They look like shit. Most of the interchiller kits look cheap, probably don't last long. I'm sure they work, but I don't think you want that complicated stuff under your hood. I reached out to an Australian manufacturer about an C6 variant, and it was not a good look. I just really looked at the kit closely and I just was not a fan of the layout. It didn't have like OEM quality stuff. So I don't know. I'm going to talk to Alec Bledsoe a little bit once he's done with his after racing season. He's too busy right now. I had some E85 and a little bits of oil in my catch can on my F-150. Seems to be like it's doing a job. Exactly. República Dominicana en la casa. Juan Fidel con el lobo blanco activo. Activo. Like you're in a gang. Estamos activo. Like... Yeah, he had a head gasket issue, I think, but it sounded more like a piston issue than a head gasket issue. So someone said the latest dyno video from another tuner shows a 24 Mustang where they Whipple does not make 800 horsepower on pump gas. Dude, none of them do. Every single one that makes 800 horsepower on pump gas has 13 or so PSI going through it or 14 PSI going through it. Everybody in the Coyote space knows that there is not one motherfucking Coyote.
Not one motherfucker!
That makes 800 horsepower on 13 or 14 PSI on pump gas. We are not stupid. This channel doesn't subscribe to stupidity like that. And if you believe it, you're a fucking moron and you should be nowhere near cars. So the only way it would do it is with an octane boost. That's it. So they can say, yes, this kit on this car has the ability to make 800 horsepower. But the moment you say pump gas, you are
you are lying so hardcore to people. You are such a blatant fucking liar that I can never take anything you ever say seriously. My old VMP would get up to 130, upgraded the heat exchanger with fans, 70 water, 30 coolant mix, proper bleeding of the system, and it dropped the temps. Cheers from Los Angeles, Draco. Sorry, Alex, no Trojan horse. Sent you an updated intro for your channel. Is okay. 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 Let's see. Updated intro. I noticed you used the intro for your video today, and I got inspired to make you another one, but updated. Same style, but updated content. You should be able to view and download the link below. If you want to use it, go right ahead. If you don't, no worries. Not looking for anything in return here. This is the least I can do for all the awesome videos and streams over the years. Shit, let's watch it together. Fuck it. Let me download it. I'll do a quick review of it right here. And if it's cool, I'll show you guys and see what the gentleman download anyway. And it's like probably just the blackest dick going in a blonde. And I'm just like, oh, what is this? Let me see. Okay. Okay. It's the same. Let's see with updated content. Let's see. Oh, you got my GT500 in there. Oh, my Corvette exploding. Wow. Oh, dude. I love you. Okay, let's show the people. It's so good. Thank you for that. Man, you know, EG, I'm going to send you a little money. I know you don't want it, but I'm going to send it to you anyway. Because it's a big deal. Like, you worked. And not virus scan. Who cares? Let's get after it. Let's download it anyway. So check out the new intro from EG Performance. Sent it to me because he said, he's just a G like that. File cannot be virus scanned. Dude, could you just download it, please? Thank you. It's good. It's got the GT500 in there. It's got the ZR1, the whole nine yards. Dude, just fucking download. Oh my God, what's happening? Try one of these apps below to open or edit this program. Just download, please. Please, just download. I don't know. Google's being a fucking cunt. God damn it. You know, I hate Google. I hate Google so much. But he has a Google Drive link. So there we go. That's why he sent it a different way, because it was just a nightmare otherwise. Let me see. Da-da-da-da-da. Download anyway. Thank you for sending it like 15 different ways. Google's just a fucking stupid. I get it. You're trying to help a brother out, but my God, it was just taking forever. So once it downloads, I'll play it for the people here. Very cool. Thank you so much. If it was a Diddy thing at the end, exactly. You finna get Diddy'd big schlong at the end. Watch it be a dick pic. I can send you some pics to download. Glad to hear you're stepping away from the inner chiller. Me and Alec had a conversation about it when we both agreed. Keep it simple. Stupid ice tank. Intercooled brick. Heat exchanger. Combo is good to go. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I had to get talked off the ledge on that one. So let's look at the intro that Mr. EG made for us. And let's see if you guys like it. I liked it just on the fact that the Corvette and GT500 were in there. It made me very happy. And if a big schlong comes on at the end, then I'll blame him. Fuck it. There we go. I'm so fucking hyped, dude, good fucking job. That's it. That's the new intro from now on. That is so badass. You know, I didn't know I was such a badass motherfucker. Shit, it's so good, dude. Thank you so much. I'm gonna go ahead and use that. I'll email you. Let me know your PayPal. I'm going to pay you for your services. I'm not one of these guys that just says thank you. And no, I am going to pay you. So please allow me to pay you something for that. Good job. Fuck it. Love the updated. You must have done a lot of work to update all that stuff, because I was attempting to edit some stuff. And I'm like, shit. But dude, that was so badass. I'm going to edit my Fox Body video that I'm releasing tomorrow. And I'm going to use that as the intro. Dude, good fucking job. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I forget half the shit I've done. I sometimes look back at, like that, for example, that. I forgot about all that. I forgot about the GT500, the engine video. Like, I forgot about every single little thing. So, I guess from an outsider's perspective, I guess I understand that you guys, you know, see a lot of stuff come out of this channel. Fuck, that was such a crazy way to look at things from the outside looking in. I'm like, damn, I did a lot of stuff. So, I appreciate that very much. Them Cavs blew up the Corvette transmission. Simple and good. Need an intro for my channel. Simple and is good. I need an intro for my channel. Gotcha. Thank you. That was really, really nice. That intro is nasty. Thank you so much, Alex, for the Cavs, though. You got it. Anytime. I like it. I love the shots of the Cavs. He forgot the Cavs. He didn't forget the Cavs. He's got the Cavs in there. I'm going to re-edit the video tomorrow for the Fox body. And the Fox body, you know, I know there's a guy named Kyle that's hot to trot for the Fox body. And I really want to get that 9 out of it. So I'm like sort of, I'm going to be honest with you guys. After the first nitrous hit, it didn't go as planned. Car didn't blow up. It just, now I got to fix something else. And I'm like right here with like, oh, fuck. I just don't have the time to do this stuff. But, you know, I want to sell it and get that money for the Fairmont or fix it, get the 9, then sell it. But then in the process of fixing it, I might do another nitrous hit, and then it might blow up again. Then I won't have any, you know, so I'm weighing out all those options. The ZR1 looks so sick during that pull. The quality is good. I bet he had to mess with the file size and everything to make the quality portable. That's a good intro. Well done. I agree. Thank you so much, EG. I would show you giving that kid money for his fishing. I would show you giving that kid money for his fishing bait on a clip. You know, I got criticized for that, Coyote Kid. Who said that? Coyote Kelly? I got criticized for that. Oh, you're just trying to make it look like it's on camera. I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, imagine you film yourself giving a bum a buck on camera. Oh, you're just doing it for the clout. I gave a bum a buck. Or don't give a bum a buck. I get it. You do it for... to make people think that you're a good person. I understand that. But at that point, I just saw some kid hustling and I'm like getting tires done at his dad's shop anyway. So I'm like, here's some money for the... And I use that stuff. You need the money for the BBL. Don't lie. You also have done the red car, white 19, and hush money. Yeah, dude. I have a lot of shit going on. And this year is going to be a lot more. I feel that once I get the Corvette back, it'll be at the track. GT500 motor, that's going to run 8s. I know it's going to fucking run 8s. Hush money. Ugh. That is a ground up build now. Ground up from the bottom up with a cage, the whole 9 yards. It's going to get potentially a carbureted car. I have a lot of stuff planned out. And, you know, someone asked me today, if you had more time, could you just do nothing but stuff? I go, yes. I am at the point now where my vacations at Lund Racing, I spend them working on the channel. I do not take a vacation. It does not exist. Saturday, Sunday is video stuff. Friday night is video stuff. There is no relaxing in my world. So I'm happy about that. But I think if this was my full-time gig, I would have so much fucking content. And I wouldn't really run out of things to do because I'm constantly, you know, feeding the channel some stuff. But you have to then think about it. Is Lund Racing feeding the content, or am I feeding, you know, like chicken or the egg? I think I need both. So I'm not looking to quit anytime soon. Did the clutch give up on the Fox? No. That intro is doing it live. So what did the CAI test do? Go watch the video. 3 Turbo says, Gentoo Coyote, what do you think of the fender well intake versus the regular intake? Oh my God. Go watch my PMAS 19 Mustang video. Alex is the new 6.9. Yo, can I be Frank is back on the chat? Yeah, I haven't seen him in a little bit. David Gonzalez says, I feel you on the Fox. I got an 88 that's been sitting for years in my parents' backyard still. Austin SVE says, ever heard of a 6 already snapping the intermittent shaft on the 4.5 shifts? Yes. On 680 horse, yes. Which direction would you recommend for a build, 6 or 80? Austin, we've tuned maybe a handful of 8-second 6 or 80s, but they either had like weaker clutches or the car was light that have gone into the 8s. And the ones that survived the test typically have gotten rebuilt shortly thereafter. Clutches, this is what you should do. Clutches, intermediate shaft, and a billet planetary if you're planning on staying 6-speed. Now, the Blue Streak billet planetary replaces the stock planetary that has very common failure points. I would not even bother with the 4R200 stuff unless you're making over 1,100 wheel horsepower. And even then, I don't think that's something that you have to do. For example, I think I'm going to stay 6R80 with my car, but I might mess with the gear ratio so that I'm going through the traps in fourth gear at about 7,000 RPMs. So that might require a 331 gear or a 355 gear. And people are going to say, what about first gear? I'll launch in second. Second gear is 230, if I'm not mistaken, on a 6R80. Is it 230? Shit, I'll look it up later because it's just going to take me forever to look it up because the computer's off. Actually, I got to turn the computer on, get it warmed up for tomorrow because I need it running in good condition when I start working. So I can launch in second, trans brake, launch. Now the gear ratio is more like a turbo 400, but you know it'll go 1, 2, 3. So 2, 3 is one shift, 3, 4 is another shift. So basically two shifts down the track, still retain the first gear when I'm just driving around. But when I go to the track, do second gear, leave, and then have a 331 or 355 with a 28-inch tall tire and have a favorable gear ratio, have a shift only twice. That's something that I think you guys should think about if you are going to stay in the 6R80 game. You don't want that up again. Like the RPM going up and down is what stresses out everything. The motor, rods, everything. You want to keep it up there. You want to keep it bah, 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 you know, up just like a 10R80 does. So that's something you should think about, in my opinion. Not everyone, not all, not everyone at every power level, but I think you should think about potentially making the transmission not work so hard so that the shifts happen at somewhere in an area that makes everything happy and it's not climbing a mountain all the time. Keep your day job, says Gravyovich. You should do a rerun with the intake. Didn't leave as hard as compared to the run. Actually, cut the exact same 60-foot. Adrian Valdez, go look at the draggy. I cut a 205 60-foot with the cold air intake. Another channel I watched, the guy quit YouTube because it ate up all his time. What slave issue did Calamar run into the ZR1? I know RPS requires a custom piece for the stock slave on C6s due to stack height issues. It came with one and it leaked right away. So according to Bledsoe and the guys, the RPS clutch slave is a stock one with a different spacer and bearing in the middle. So you can buy a stock one, disassemble it, and put this part in the middle, and the green thing in the middle is just a dust boot. I don't know what issue he ran into, but he said it leaked. So we're going to have to figure that out. And if you put a transmission together on a ZR1, and you have a leak at the clutch, you have to take everything apart, guys. Torque tube, exhaust, fucking damn near the whole goddamn trans. Like, it's a problem. So, Ben, I love you. That's why I didn't want to work on this Corvette. And Ben, before he started working on this Corvette, he was in love with it. In love. Now he's like, fuck this thing. I go, I understand. There is a reason I don't ever want to wrench on the Corvette drivetrain ever. One, I am not set up for it. Two, it's overly complicated for what it is. And three, it would just make me hate the car and want to sell it. Like right now, I don't want to do what I have to do to the Fox because it's going to make me hate the car. So I might just sell it as is and get it out of my life. Finally alive. If Diddy diddle dudes, then how many dudes did Diddy diddle? If my IA2s are ridiculous, I start to pull around 130 IAT and at the end of the pull 170, that's way too high. But do they recover? You know what I mean? I'm off tomorrow, so I might just fuck around and do some data logs and send them in. Why are you off tomorrow? What's tomorrow? There's nothing special tomorrow. I have to leave now that Mike H is here. Don't want him to know I work 65 hours a week. That joke is gonna be around forever. Ken Phillips, thank you. He posted the gear ratios. Now look at those gear ratios, guys. Look at your screen right now. If your 6R80 launches in first, that 1-2 is ridiculous. Whoop! Now, let's say you have 355s in the rear. You launch in second gear. You're in 234, 152. 114 at the end. So, boo, boo, it won't be, woo, you know, you got to get rid of that first gear, in my opinion. If you want to have a consistent leave, so numerically higher rear gear is something I'm going to do. And that's why I think I can go 9-1 easier than Donnie did. Donnie was leaving in first, having trouble sometimes leaving in first, and with a 315 gear ratio, And out the back, he wasn't nearly at 7,000 RPMs in fourth gear. On a 355 or 373 with a 28, I can leave in second with a trans brake, drop it, let it do what it does, a la turbo 400-ish gearing, slightly tall first gear, but the 234, 152, 114 is more desirable to me than the 417 through 234, 152, 114. I hope you know why I say that. Eclipse is tomorrow, so get to fucking work. Well, it's going to be dark for 8 minutes? Get to work. I'm late, but I definitely changed my mind about getting another aftermarket cold air intake. Going to sit with the stock setup until I get a supercharger. Okay, Sam, they do recover. Sam, did the timing ramp help you get into the fours? He has an Illuminator Gen 1. He has been beating the ever-living shit out of, as if I've sent like 30 tunes his way, because we had a limiter issue. Then we had a stalling issue. Then we had, you know, many issues, but I'm working with him. He doesn't get impatient. He understands. And I'm just slinging tunes his way. And he was going 514, 60 to 130 stick with a TVS. I thought that was really cool. What the fuck y'all off for a solar eclipse for, you lazy fucks? Exactly. Damn near 1-1 through the traps is nice. Exactly, Ken Phillips. Instead of that 417, 237, 1. Yeah, fuck all that. Solar eclipse system. Who cares? I mean, they kept the new intro that guy dropped. Exactly. 43% ratio on that shift. Exactly. So now you understand why these fucking retards on Facebook brag about leaving it in first gear on a 6R80. Like, who gives a fuck? So because you launch in first, you're somehow better than a guy that runs a 4R200? No, you're stupid. You don't even understand how it works. So this is what shithead Facebook 6R80 cucks do. They get a big-ass 29 tire, a 273 rear gear, but keep first gear. Oh, my God. You are so fucking stupid. Instead of getting a 331 or a 355 or even a 373, depending on the power level, and you go... And if you have a built motor, zing it up higher, asshole. You got a built motor. Go to 9,000. Right? Oh, crazy talk. Boy, I love it. So I'm going to put a 355 or 331, launch in second with a TVS when it's making big power. When it's making not that good of power in the 10s, launch it first. No problem. When I'm ready to get after it, launch in second, pendejo. Being off for an eclipse is insane. If you're taking time off to look at the eclipse, you're gay. I agree. I'll be home. I'm not in the path of the bullshit anyway. Bryson got 100% coverage in Southern Ohio. Wow. Second gear leave for me then. There you go. Would you do an updated drive on Jeremiah Camps Paxson? I haven't seen him. I don't even know where the fuck he's at. Hey, Jeremiah, get with me. Let's trade cars. Jeremiah, you need a car? Take my Gen 1. I take your Gen 1. I do an updated review on that car. Hell, even Nixon Tarpia's car is cool. It's a 9-second stick TVS car. Alex, I saw the RSA had a secret sauce built for 1080 that seems to handle some higher horsepower. Any chance this may become available for the peasants? Guys, it's the same stuff that Midnight does, same stuff that PBH does. It's nothing saucy. It's just a built 1080. You're still going to have 1080 problems. Love you guys. Drinks on me. If we ever run into each other, Alex, no diddy. No diddy. My crew asked off for the eclipse. I found it weird myself. Liver Noir, tune F-150. I know, I did it before I knew better. No. Whoa. Full stop. If you want a liver noise tuned EcoBoost, you got my blessing. Hell, I don't want to tune EcoBoost trucks. Not because we can't. Our bread and butter is Coyote. Do we fucks with EcoBoost stuff? Sure. Do we want to make it like a 9-second EcoBoost truck? Fuck no. Livernois has way more data, way more R&D in EcoBoost trucks than Lund Racing does. But Lund Racing does offer EcoBoost tuning. So I would never say don't get a Lund tune. But if you are already Livernois tuned, stay Livernois tuned. Please. I don't think they have more data than we do on the EcoBoost stuff. Turo Viate Racing, checking in, working in vid right now. Just need to edit. You got a new video? Yo, Teru Viate. You, hey, EG Performance. EG Performance. If you got some time, can you do a similar intro, but for Turvy? And like when he sticks his tongue out, he's got his ring. Like, this weld is not that good. I put three spacers in the back and it ended up being perfect. Wah, 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 wah. These welds are not that good. But hey, what do you expect when you have no voltage? Bah, 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 bah. I got into a fight yesterday at Waffle House and they fired me. Now I'm going to work at a foundry somewhere. I mean, that would be so cool. I would pay you for that too. Wow, Facebook cucks proving that racing is full of overthinking. Alex, can you review my 2008 Honda? Stoked for the Eclipse. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Solar Diddy me? Wow. I'll let you drive my car once I get a drag pack on it. You got it, brother. RSA, they had the secret sauce in a 10R80. No, there's no secret sauce. It's the E-clutch. The hell is all that buzzing? Oh, it's the dryer. I got one of those old fucking dryers that makes a big buzzing noise. It'll do it one more time. There's no secret sauce. It's the E-clutch. It's the E-clutch. It's the E-drum. Sorry, E-drum. It's that. That's it. There is no secret sauce on 10R80s. There has been no revolutionary findings on 10R80s. There is nothing special anyone has found ever. Sorry. It's a trash fucking transmission. Bill Cosby was good at giving women the view of an eclipse longer than 8 minutes. Nice. Except Turvy won't pay you. You're not wrong. We should do that, though. We should do like a Turvy intro. Crack tongue, snake ring for the win. We can get the peasant chat to donate to that Turvy intro. Alrix, what will be the next for the 13GT? Manifold 385 or headers? Headers? Manifold. Headers, manifold. Now we need to open up the air pump. Now the air pump needs to become more efficient. So we need to get headers and a manifold. Air in, air out, no converter change. A tune change for the manifold, I guess. And then we'll see if we can go 1230 or 1220. Remember, guys, the F-150 in super cold weather, four-wheel drive leave, what, 12.2, E85. If this pump gas GT on headers, manifold, and a tire goes the same as a E85 four-wheel drive F-150, Gen 1 is still extremely relevant nowadays. If you guys think that the Gen 1 is a dud, watch this fucking build series. I went 12.5 with like dumb shit, a cold air and a tune and a tire. So now I'm going to put headers and a manifold. Hey, ultimate header, chop, chop. Let's get that stuff shipped. Let's go, baby. I'm ready. I'm going to be working on this GT this weekend. Push the Fox out because the Fox is going to need some work. Put this bitch up. Slam headers in the bitch. Stock cat back. Unless I can find a Magnaflow adult series ASAP. And then we can get after it. That would be so cool. Just watch the S197 video you posted. Great data. What intake manifold would you get with a pair with a P-Mass for the Boss? Boss or AT manifold, whatever's easier to install. Probably the Boss because it's... what do you call it? Period, correct? Paxton or ESS, both are awesome blowers, but real tough to beat the ESS installation and bracketry. 1030, secret sauce, clutch count, line pressure, torque management, pray. Right, there is no secret sauce. The secret sauce is the tuning. EG fund to make the Turvy Viate intro. Photoshop Turvy on some stone cold walking down the ramp. Oh my God, if you do that. Checking in late, but here for the rewatch later. Turbo 400 is better than 1080, I agree. Hey, Alex, I got a car that's new to me. 15MT82 GT has a Roush blower on the car. I was told phase two, but has an 82 millimeter VMP pulley on it. What rear gear do you recommend? Currently 373 dig roll raised. 331, it'd be perfect for your combo. And you'd be through the traps, fourth gear, high 6,000, low 7,000 RPMs. The WWE is going to copyright Alex singing the intro. 5R80. That's what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. So let's say Alejandro Flores gets a hair up his ass. And he goes, I'm going to shoot for the quickest 6R80 record. And I go 7:39, but I launched in second. Do you know there will be people on Facebook saying, it's not a 6R80 record.
It's a 5 already. Well, okay. Theoretically, I shift twice. So why wouldn't that be a 3R80? And when you shift your car, going down the track, leaving in first, you shift 3 times, making it a 4R80. Pendejo. Unless you shift 6 fucking times, going down the quarter mile, with your logic, that would make it a real 6R80. That's how stupid people are on Facebook, and that's why I don't do Facebook stuff. I don't post technical data on Facebook. Facebook is comedy. So if I launch in second gear and I go 2, 3, 4 through the traps at, you know, 7,000 RPMs in fourth gear and the car runs a 9.1, I'm ecstatic and I think I'll end my journey there because I'm not going to put a cage in this thing. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. And then I have to decide if I'm even going to keep the car. So that's that. EG says, Turvy intro is now in the works. Thank you, dude. Please do it. Please do it. What up, Alex? Join late. Check out the replay. We'll check out the replay. Thank you so much. At this point, Turvy can't even beat the Escalade in a race. Exactly. When you had the old Gen 1, I think I remember you saying that it had an anti-roll bar and a spool, or am I misremembering? It did not have a spool. The old Gen 1 had a stock diff. Everything was stock. Welded axle, UPR anti-roll bar. What I will do this time, when it needs it, TIG Vision anti-roll bar. Senior has all this shit. I said, Senior, all that shit's mine. Just give me a price. Here you go. I want the diff. I want the anti-roll bar. I want the wheels, tires. I want everything. I want everything. Alex, was the only issue with the GT500 heads the weak valve spring on the intake side? I also had stuck lifters. So let's talk about that real quick on the GT500 front. The lifters, the little lifters, that's right, and there's two different sizes. Oh, I got to order new ones. Fuck, I got to remember. I got to call Jake tomorrow. Let me write that down. I got to call Jake tomorrow. Call Jake for lifters. Shit. Call Jake for lifters. So there were about 3 or 4 weak springs, which could have caused float, could have caused issues, could have caused just the thing not to make any power after a certain time. But the lifters were also stuck in an open position. Because remember, we removed one of the rockers to see what the deal was. And we suspect when we took that rocker out, that spring was stuck open. So that spring was weakened and it was just kinked and fucked and it just wasn't allowing proper actuation of the valve. So that's a problem. Then I had bad lifters. They were stuck like solid, like open. And I don't know what that would cause in terms of like power output or whatever, because it idled fine. But once you got what, it kind of fucked everything up. So there was multiple issues, but those are two of the issues that were on there. Facebook is AIDS. Group today was debating 87 versus 93 octane. Exactly. 20 on the Fairmont. What are you talking about? Facebook would want you to shift all 6 gears and fold the rods out through the traps. Turvy versus Alex's BMX. Bro, you know, I got inspired and actually fixed the brakes on this thing and took it for a ride and I was ecstatic. Isn't it better if your tire is 27.7? Hey man, like, why don't you do me a favor? Buy the vehicle, install the tire you think is better, and do back-to-back testing yourself. Like, the tire diameter, based on what was there, is negligible. Like, the tune didn't even have to change. Suck lifters equals picked up off the ground and put in the motor. What are you shooting for on the C6 after you get it back? 9s. And some guy said, only 9s? Yeah, asshole. You want me to go 8s in it? Oh, 1,100 rear wheel horsepower? Another transmission? Maybe a bottom end? Maybe a fucking cam E85? Get the fuck out of here. The C601 is not a race car to me. I got the GT500 and I will have the Fairmont running eventually. And in the interim, I have the 13 GT to fuck around. I'm not looking to go the quickest possible on the C601. That bitch is a nice-ish car, quick. And if it runs 9.9 stick and I can just drive it anywhere, bro, I'm good. The lifters are hydraulic, supposed to have some give to flex, right? Yeah, they're hydraulic and they were just stuck open. A lot of them were stuck in the open position. Again, I don't understand why shit wasn't just new springs. I had a valve train issue. Replace everything in the valve train. Give me new cams. Give me new springs. Give me new lifters. That's what I ended up doing anyway. I took it to a shop. I got new cams. I got new spring. And I'm going to get new lifters.
And then once all that's done and it comes back from L&M, Senior and I are going to put it together. Hopefully it goes in the car and it just starts. I've actually thought of getting the motor done and assembled and having a shop put it together. I just don't have the fucking time. I just don't have the fucking time. Bryson will never have his car running every time he hears details about Alex's GT500. Hey, Alex, headed out to do the excellent job you always do and keep people engaged to the Coyote world. Hey, Alex, headed out to do the excellent job as you always. Interesting. What BMX is that? I see it has a gyro. I just picked one up and it took some work to get that dialed in. It is a Hoffman. It's just a Matt Hoffman 20-inch bike. The minute Alex shoots for 8s in the ZR1 is the minute he gets BMR parts for 13 Mustang. Exactly. Some guy was saying that in the comment section. Are you going to put BMR parts on your car? I'm like, boy, do you not know this channel? 9s in a C6 ZR1 is respectable and, more importantly, reliable. Is this the Adam Griffin from HP Tuners? Lifters probably got washed in the water parts washer and didn't clean and blow them out. How old is the BMX? It's pretty old. It's probably a late 90s build. People saying you're only going to go blah, 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 struggle to get a solid 13 something. Exactly. Trivia, the opening scene. I will tell you that ZR1's going to pick up a ton from the clutch. You're dropping 30 pounds right off the back of the motor. Interesting. Alex, I apologize in advance. I need a generic F-150 strategy to use for four scan on an 18 F-150. Wow. Generic? Ah, oh, fuck me. Okay. Generic, he says. Hold, please. Oh, shit. This is not working. See, now you got me all fucked up. I'm trying to help you out. Shit, where did it go? I had a little, the little thing for the mouse. She's gone. Well, you're fucked, buddy. I can't find shit, so you're fucked. Yep, you're fucked. Email me. Oh, here it is. Let me put the mic in front of me. So, you want a generic code to be able to data log your F-150 with scanner software. So, I think it's, obviously it starts with Jesus, I got the wrong one. Come on. Okay. Oh. Someone's like, I know your password. Oh, I kept it on. Okay. So, Tony, go. So you need an F-150 code. Okay, I gotcha. Come on. So you said 18? Let me see. 18 5 liter. Okay, so 18 5.0. So generic code. I'll type it down for you. Oh my God. KTF. K3. KTF K3? KTF K3. Generic one. So I don't know if that's going to work for you. Try that. See what happens. A low or high 10 second ZR1 is nasty for a street car. No. Why don't you just shoot for 8? Bro, I love how people want to like run your shit for you. And I'm blown away by it. I'm blown away that people are like, that's it? That's all you're going to shoot for? I'm like, what you mean that's it? What do you run right now? Alex, I need a generic strategy for my foreskin. Hello? Okay. The previous owner of my car threw the entire BMR catalog at the rear of it, except for the diff bushing, oddly enough. And I was bummed when I heard you talking shit about BMR until you explained why. Are we coming up on 5 or 6 years of live streams? I don't know. I don't know when was the first ever live stream. Are you going to hit the track rental again before summer? Yes. Just trying to get this screenshot. Who has better welds, BMR or Turvy? That's debatable. That one right there is debatable. Is this what hacking into Skynet looks like? Right. I didn't know you get your Dave Mira. You get your Dave Mira on your spare time. Yeah. I mean, I like to go out there and do some stupid stuff, but I'm not good. I just like to ride and literally be left alone and just like do stuff. I'm looking into e-bikes. I'm looking into another big 29-inch. I want to get a 29-inch BMX. They're like $1,100. I'm like, okay, cool. Would have ran it better with a D-Mass. Alex, I heard you're going to put Keltrax on the 30T. You know the funny thing about Homeboy? He is hated across many platforms. It's not just me that dislikes Homie on a personal level. I hate him on a personal level. business-wise, I don't give a shit. But there are people that when I hear that name, or I say they say the name, I go, wait, you guys have issues with Homeboy too? They're like, yeah, the dude's full of shit. Sells people junk all the fucking time. Starts, I come up with a product, and he fucking tries to duplicate it. And I'm like, oh, sounds exactly what he would do. Sounds like exactly what he would do. I think we're just over 3 years of lives. 3 years? No, we're like 6 years lives. 6 years of lives, dude. Bootlegger says, thank you. You got it, brother. Alex, I checked out your cold air intake video you posted earlier today. You look great in collared shirts. Thank you so much. I've lost a lot of weight, and it's actually a little concerning because I can't stop losing weight. And it's because I think I'm still in a deficit. I haven't touched carbs in a while, and it, my body just keeps reducing. And I'm like, shit, I don't want to be like, I mean, I don't mind being like 210 or 211, but right now I'm 215. And I was 220, and my goal was 220. But now I shot back down to 215, and I'm like, but I'm eating more, but I'm eating no carbs. So that's what's helping. I mean, I did have a wake-up wrap in the video and coffee, so I keep it under 100. 100 carbs a day, under 100 carbs a day, and my body keeps losing weight. So I appreciate it. Ray Charles, well, better than Turvey. I can't imagine Alex doing tail whips and flares. Rex says, could you do a DI delete on a Gen 3 F-150 to be able to run 2-3 liter TVS? Ugh, I wouldn't even fuck with that. Now, let's talk about the DI and the issues with startup. Logic. There is logic, meaning a ghost in the machine in the background that tells it to add DI to the startup feature. If DI is deleted, the only way to make the car start a little better than with the missing DI is to just give it more crank fuel. The problem with that is the logic behind the DI manipulation, what Ford tells it to do that you cannot adjust. You can't adjust logic. Logic is just logic. It probably makes the startup not as smooth. So a lot of people go, well, I want to delete DDI to put a 2-3F. Okay, so are you willing to live with not so great startup? Probably not. So really think long and hard, Hayo, about the reason why you might want to delete DI. Mine were S150, not sure about F-150. If you need some weight, I'll let you have some. No diddy. How much do you weigh? Look a bit swoller. I know it's not a word in the video. So my body shows more muscle, but I'm lighter. So when I started this, I was 240. So now I'm 220. So I dropped 20 pounds. Actually, I'm 215 now. So I dropped 25 pounds. So I'll stay under 100 grams of carbs a day and see where I level out at. And it's probably going to be in the 212 range or something like that. Time flies with Poppy. Saw 2 million has headers for my 2020. Okay, saw 2M. I said 2 million. I saw 2M has headers for my 2020 F-150 800. Should I stay away? Of course. Of course. Why would you think headers that are $800 are good? When has a header that costs under $1,000 have been a good header? This is the on three argument all over again. Will it bolt up? Sure. Will it work? Sure. Will it make power? Sure. Is it a quality product? No. So then you have to weigh out that option. Am I willing to save to have a lesser quality product that gives me the same result? Most do. Nor do I delete until making big boy power. Come on, man. Exactly. Well, damn timing cover on these coyotes are a pain in the ass for leaks. Bake off, I guess. Okay. New to the platform, I have Gen 1 Steeda intake equipped. Tried putting OEM 1 on and ran weird save to assume car is tuned. Might have a piggy tune. Holy shit. I don't know what the hell you just said. A piggy tune? Did you try to mean piggyback? That word doesn't come into play. The computer gets reflashed when you tune. If your car had a Gen 1 Steeda and it was over 85 millimeters in diameter, meaning a 101 or a 95 millimeter, and you tried to put a smaller diameter MAF housing in the car and not change the programming, of course it's going to run like shit. Gonna look like you guys with the aftermarket ECU. I'll crank it up. Exactly. China headers. That's what I figured. The cheapest part is always the best quality. The cheapest part is always the best quality part the first time. Only OGs remember you rolled to the 3-valve for shooting for 12s in your first live stream. Damn. I don't even remember that. But Alex, BBK is amazing. Them Dollar General long tube headers. Then Well, that's why no one talks about BBK in here. Cheap is never better. Never heard of fucking 2M. What are 2M headers? Let me look them up. 2M headers. Watch them go on a fucking podcast and say that I'm an asshole. 2M headers. 2M Fabric. Here we go. Here we go. You know, fuck. Here we and here we go. 2M Fabrication. Oh, hello. This is 2M Fabrication. You will want to pay $1,400 for header? No problem. Come here. $689 to $840, Ryan. Where are you located? 2M header. 2M Fabrication. Locate 2M Fabrication. Location. Really? Are you sure it's not, you know, China? Like 2M Fabrication. Okay, well, there you go. I'm giving them free rep. Hey, look. Stop it. Y'all got, what is happening? Dude, these motherfuckers are advertising emissions illegal parts, off-road cat bypass pipes, oh, two spacers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Cat deletes. Oh, bro, stop it. Shout out to 2M Fabrications. Sheesh. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Motherfuckers be like, bro, come. I dare you. I dare you hit us up. You know, EPA gets all their jackets in place and they get the guns out. Like, okay, where do we go? Beijing, China. bro, shit, crazy. Your oldest live is 5 years old. You guys need to remember, Alex showed us Midnight Running 7s 3 years ago on Talking Shit Tuesday, was already established by then. Yeah, right. In 2018, they went 7s. Wait a minute. No, what the fuck? Oh, fuck. Fuck me. All right, fuck it. We're doing it live. Let's go. We're doing it live. How old is this live stream? Okay. Tony, shut up. Get out of here. You're being an asshole, Tony. Get out of here. Oh no, I don't want to do that because I don't want y'all to I don't want you to see the money. Okay. It showed the subscriber count, but it didn't show the money. So let me see what the last 678? No, I have 678 videos? Live videos? Stop it. So the first one ever. Bro, we're gonna go way back in time. Wow. So I'm already okay. This is still 2023. Holy shit! I don't know. How do I go all the way? Can it just go to last? Like, why isn't there a thing that just says last? Ugh, I hate it. I hate everything about everyone. Like, make it easy. Make it no. There's no such thing as making it easy. There's always some programmer out there that goes, well, that would require one more line of code, right? Programmers are lazy. I'm going to tell you right now, programmers are fucking lazy. So put another line of code, asshole. What the fuck? I think I've been live streaming for longer than that because I remember I was live streaming. I've been working for London the second time for 6 years and I was live streaming before then. So let's see. I'm going all the way back. Fuck it. I'm death scrolling here. Let's go. Let's show you guys what I see. So I'm just death scrolling here. Look at that room. 2020. Oh, maybe you guys are right. 2021. Oh, here it is. Boom. Live test episode 1, 2018. So August 21, 2018, I did two live streams. I did one with Junior the following year. So look at that. My first live stream ever was at Power by the Hour. Look at that.
So what I'm going to do real quick, I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, but what I'm trying to do is set up a live stream. Streamed
5 years ago. So August 21st, 2024 is going to be my... that would be my 6 year anniversary, not my 5 year. Interesting. What's it say here?
Fundraising.com. support@lundracing.com, support@lundracing.com. You cannot get a hold of me directly. It'll be the main system, and then they will dole out the tunes the best, you know, the best way they see fit. A lot of people request me, but the problem is I can't handle everyone that's requesting me. Brandon, Dakota, and John, look, those guys, we draw from the same.
I've been saying the same shit for 6 years. I can't believe I've been saying the same shit for 6 years. Like the same exact shit. And people go, oh, can we request you? I'm like, no, can you just leave me the fuck alone? That'd be awesome. Your first live stream is, look, the hat was new. Should have changed my rear gear to 373s. Your opinion on rear gears. I don't know what you got going on. Always great info, Alex. Catch a replay. Got to pull the damn timing cover. Fucking oil leaks. Dude, smush that bitch up with RTV. Don't fuck around. Right on the joint. I ain't fucking around. I ordered a set of headers from 2M 2 years ago. Waited 2+ for them. And when I inquired about the status of my order, they never responded. Thank God I paid via PayPal and I got refunded from them. Beware. Says, is Mari Castro 2 months? And those guys are out there selling fucking cat deletes. It's crazy stuff. We saw that Dr. Mondragon link. I love her. Her tits are rocking, bro. Was changing my oil this week and I noticed oil, not tranny fluid, coming down from the pan, somewhere from the top of the transmission. Anything I should check before I take it to the shop? Fuck boy actual. I mean, if you're leaking at the back of the motor, it's either your rear main seal, actually, it can, or your cam cover, aka valve covers, are leaking. Right, Bryson Witt. 6 years later, and Alex still saying the same shit. We all know the manifold is more important than the intake. The intake complements the manifold. Your first live stream of this series talking shit was May 2019. Interesting, Mendoza's Coyote. So what day? So we can celebrate it. I'll fucking blow out candles. I'll make a cake. I'll get a cake here. I will celebrate my 5-year anniversary with you guys if you know the exact date when I actually started live streaming. Talking shit. You're in Lake Worth, China, correct? Exactly. That's the most basic live stream ever. Look at how far you come. So I just have Gayer lights. That's all I got. Gayer lights and sponsors. These live streams got me into the Coyote platform with Lund. Good times. Chat. What should I leave a waitress for a tip? The appetizer fucking got brought out by the runner before she brought my beer. Look. Minimum 15%. I would always do 15%, even if the service was bad. If the service was so bad, you simply don't eat there anymore. But I always tip because 9 times out of 10, the waitress isn't the one at fault. 5/28/19 was the first talking shit live stream. Let me write that down. 5/28/19. So let's look at the calendar together. 19, TS birthday, B day. So let's look at the calendar together. Not together. Fuck you guys. Okay. 28th. The 28th falls on a Tuesday. It has been. The prophecy has been fulfilled. May 2024 on the 28th is a Tuesday. We will celebrate it together. Our 5-year anniversary. Absolutely. Tony gets the 5-year cake. Exactly. Them calves are 6 years strong. 2M equals 2 months. That's so good. That's really good. So look, if you want to buy 2M headers, knowing that they have cat deletes on their fucking website, buyer beware, papa. That's going to be a problem. It's going to be, you're going to have issues. I guarantee there's going to be shipping delays or all that stuff. So I would do buyer beware. Look, I'm a Cook's Ultimate American Racing header guy. Now, the reason I stick to those three companies is multiple reasons. Fitment is decent. It's a quality part. It's the higher end of that part. And if you ever sell the car or the part, you can get good money for it back. How many times have you paid $400 for Texas Speed headers? And then you try to sell them and people are like, I'll give you $100. While I have Inch and 7/8 GT500 Cook's headers, I could probably get $400 or $500 for them bitches. So I would always opt for the better header. Sorry. I'm replying to a couple of texts. I remember when you first moved to Florida in that U-Haul truck and you made a ghost cam tune video in the truck.
You know, I was talking about that with somebody. That time, if you saw my face back then, my face was super sucked in. I was skinny. Like, I didn't have any muscle on me.
Like I do now.
And it was stressful. And people don't realize that time of my life was the most tumultuous, difficult time. Moving from Houston to Florida and then going through all that bullshit, you know, dealing with crackheads down here and dumb shit and this and that and losing the job. And bro, that's the only time. And I was talking about it with Jake. Jake and I had one of those moments Friday. I went down to Power by the Hour after work and just want to catch up because he's my best friend here. And I was like, hey, what's going on? He's like, bro, we're busy. We're killing it. But like, I'm successful, but I don't have time to enjoy it. I go, welcome to the club. And I told him my struggles about being able to work and put content and work for Lund Racing, but not enjoying your free time. So we were like, we should like, you know, do something together that we can count on, like whether it's fishing, whether it's, you know, riding or whatever, to like just dole out some time for ourselves to just do nothing but do that. And he's like, yeah, that's interesting. So Jake has a bottle of whiskey behind his desk. And the bottle of whiskey is about slightly more than a quarter before it's gone. And every time he would take a drink, he would write down why he took a drink. And he said, when this bottle gets empty, I'm done in this industry. One of the drinks was when I was let go from Lund Racing the first time. Or, you know, Lund Racing and I parted ways. Because he saw the stress in my eyes. He saw the what I went through. He, guys, bad. Like, bad, bad. Bad enough that I don't want to get into details bad. Really bad stuff. And I took a drink with him. I was like, he's like, bro, this is a terrible day. I go, I know. And he's like, you want to have a drink with me? Because he had a bad day too. And I go, fuck it. So I took a little cap and I just had it. And it was like, it's like strong NyQuil. And I was just like, wow. Like, I thought to myself, I had never taken a drink until that day because it was that bad. You know what I mean? And we wrote down why that was bad. And to come from that moment to what we're doing now, it's an interesting thing to kind of reminisce about. We need Alex's greatest hits on the 5-year anniversary. Oh yeah, you're trying to make me do some work. I remember the video you did for the rental for the Ford Escape. 2019 live stream, Alex never gets old. Been watching for over 2 years and I learned a ton. Rizzy says, first live chat, can't wait to get my Coyote Swap tuned by Lund. Going to be a few weeks. Buying a 2M is definitely going to put you on a watch list. EPA's favorite hunting grounds. EPA says, interesting. It is interesting. Were the calves calving those days? They were always calving. I bought 2M headers in 2018 and they literally took 8 months to make my headers. Make your headers. And then when I said I'm tired of waiting and disputed it on it and won, they tried blasting me on Facebook. Is this story about to go Diddy? No. And damn, Jake's a real deal. Jake's the real deal. Again, nobody helped me stay afloat more than Jake. And in that time, you know what happened? Like, just bad thing after bad thing kept happening. And I somehow just kind of kept a good, I don't know, I was smiling through it. I'm like, whatever. And Jessica, how do you do it? And I'm like, what else do I got? What's the option? To go into a deep depressive state and like boo-hoo shit or just fucking keep going? And he's like, oh, we got to have a drink. I go, I know. So it's crazy. Crazy times. This is the first time I was a part of. The first live I was a part of is when we all first met Turvey and I was laughing so hard. 12-12-21. Alex, will an 18-plus MT82 work on a 14 GT? Yes. And there are modifications due to make it work. The clutch. How do you know it was a shit day? How you know it was a shitty day of Alex drinking? Exactly. That's a good way to stay on the straight and narrow. What is needed to run E85 on a tune? Stupid question. Run E85 tune. DJ Lux. Gen 1 Coyote. If you're going to get a Lund tune, we prefer you have at least an LU47 injector. Gen 2, Gen 3. If you have the stock manifold on the Gen 2, nothing but just a tune. Gen 3, even if you have a CJ, just a tune. So Gen 2, Gen 3, tune. Gen 1, LU47 if you are Lund tuned. Bill Heaton says, I got an idea for you, Alex, from back in the day when you have the Genesis. I'm thinking about doing a Coyote Swap Kia Stinger. General rule for gear ratio and power. Manual, boosted, any generation, 331s. Manual boosted Gen 1, Gen 2. I apologize. Manual, boosted, Gen 1, Gen 2, 331 gears. Gen 3, because it has a fucking D4 MT-82, 409s. That's right. You up the gear ratio numerically to 4.09 because 4th is 1-to-1 on those, whereas Gen 1, Gen 2, 4th is not 1-to-1 on that MT-82. So anything under 650 horsepower, you could use that guideline. Above that, it depends if it's turbo, if it's supercharged, if it's a roll race car, if it's a drag car. Too many variables. Pete Diddle Diddy says, what if 2M is just the EPA selling headers to catch those people? That's interesting. Michael Locke says, Alex, did you get in touch with Chris Miller FTW update? No. Actually, I emailed him. Wait a minute. I emailed him. Hold on. I'm checking right now because I forget if I emailed him or not. YDBT for life. Sent email. Sent. Where's sent? Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. This is what I sent him. Good morning. I received your contact info from a follower as I was interested in a remote interview for about 1.5 hours of your time. The subject matters I'd like to cover is this: your racing background, FTW fuels, and current transmission business. As your name has been brought up many times in the chat, and I was only aware of the FTW fuels product, but I was blissfully unaware of any of your racing background and transmission stuff. If you're interested, I'd love to talk to you, lock you in for about 1.5 hours of your time, and see if we can help. Maybe if we can help people that have not otherwise come across your product get to know the people behind the product or the person behind the product, Alejandro Flores, and I left him my contact info. So I did my due diligence. I hit him up. So if he replies or doesn't, vaya con Dios. I have done my job. Thank you, Dixon, for the money. $20. Appreciate that very much. Alex, is there any way to prevent a DI injector from getting stuck open? Nope. Or a way to know and prevent losing an engine? Nope. How do you prevent a PI injector from getting stuck open or closed? Right? You don't. You have no control of that. You just have to run a good filter and make sure there's no shit in your system. Thanks. I have a gentleman, Paxson CJMT82. That's why I was asking about the Maximum Motorsports to go along with my C-Clip Eliminator 373 and spool. So I would do a 9-inch end as opposed to a C-Clip Eliminator on Gen 1 if you could swing it. It's a little bit of fab work, but I would do a 9-inch end as opposed to just a C-Clip Eliminator on your car. Andrew Newton says, imagine Diddy becomes an EPA agent and he showed up to your house after buying 2M headers. What's he talking about? Boom Bye Bye says, I'm going to start writing down my dark days so I don't hurt someone. Thank you, Alex. You have to do it. You got to have a way of exercising your demons. Alex Rick in Malta, looking forward to the non-live stream with Senior. He's been highly regarded from my early Terminator days. Yeah, the thing is with Senior, you don't even begin to scratch the surface of what he's done for this industry in the first hour and a half or 2 hours. You don't even begin to scratch the surface just from the Cobra days. Do you know there are still people that come up to him at the racetrack and they go, you tuned my Cobra back in 2005 and it was fucking badass. Senior's like, really? It's like, yeah, that thing was just nasty. Senior's like, thanks. You know, like, guys still remember him from the Cobra days and those guys look old. Any thoughts on Vengeance Clutch? Way cheaper than Mantic. Yeah, Cody Troiner, hit up Ben Calamer. Calamer has them in stock. Stage 1, stage 2s, and he can guide you as to which one is best for your needs. I know rolls are gay, but I like to see the Coyote competed seriously, but give it the GTR guys a good run. I don't think anyone's going to do it. I can't do it because this is what you got to do to compete with the GTR guys. You have to build the Grey Goose or Brett LaSalle's car for roll racing. Who the fuck's going to do that? You can go to more drag racing venues than you can roll racing venues that can hold that kind of power. There are two. TX2K, FL2K. That's it. There are no other roll racing venues that prep the whole fucking track. You could do a wheelie halfway down the track like they do 2K and the 2Ks. I don't know about FL, but I know TX does a great job on the roll stuff. So imagine you build a dedicated roll car to do one event. It's just crazy. Officially dumped the last Ford in my driveway. The F-150 is gone. Yeah, you got like a Ducati and you got like a C8. Raise your hand if you found Alex from the YOLO post on late model mayhem. I don't even reference that shit.
I don't even remember half the shit I said. Isn't the pump the same as FUW Purple? What is the big deal? Preventive maintenance is the way to ensure a healthy fuel system to minimize injector clogging. Get Senior on a podcast like Alpha Street? No, he'll never do that. Senior is not... That's been... To me, I don't want to see him on that. Not because I dislike the Street Alpha. I think that's great. Senior deserves a high, my show is not my interview. Maybe my interview, because I know him, is the closest I can get to people understanding how important he is to this industry. But nobody else, I don't think, can capture that. And I'm not trying to, you know, put myself up there as the baddest motherfucker ever. But because I know him on a personal level, I can get you guys understanding what his position in this industry is. Not any other show, because they're going to ask him like, so how'd you get into tuning? He's going to have to tell you a fucking book of how he got into tuning. And it's going to take him a while because, you know, lightning days and everything. It's going to be too long. So I'll try to condense it as much as possible. Correct me if I'm wrong, before the YouTube lives, it was on Instagram lives, right? I remember watching you on Instagram. Yeah, so to be honest, the reason I got into this is because at VMP, Carrie, Joe, and I would do a Wednesday or Tuner Tuesday segment for an hour on lunchtime. People watched it. We were getting over 100 viewers, this and this and that. And when I wasn't on, it would get like 12 viewers, 20 viewers. And I thought, is it me that they're watching, or is it Joe, or is it Carrie, or, you know, what's what? It's because Carrie had a great voice, so I'm sure you guys wonder what she looked like. And she was as good looking as her voice. She is as good looking as her voice would dictate. But I thought, let me see if I could do this on my own. And then I did it on my own, and I got followers, and I'm like, okay, so there it is. Alex from ST Performance, let's get Senior on the Street Alpha podcast. No, it won't. It won't break the internet. It won't. Senior is serious. Senior is a serious person. Certain genres of interviewing are not going to be conducive to what his style of talking is. Damn, big money over there now. Do you think Senior will help you get the GT500 back right? That would be amazing. He's going to help me put the motor together, but I got to do all the other work. I got to put it in the car. I got to do all that stuff, and I just don't have the time. Getting in late, but I'm dropping a light. Going after these diesel shops, finally paying off. LMM is where I heard about Alex to this day. LS, Rotary, Raspberry, Chop comparison video is my favorite. Pat_30 says, bro, I remember Miller cheated a class for porting out 6785 to, I think, either 7275 or 7685 breaking records by a landslide. Became the reason why they want you to pull your turbo housing now. Hey, if it wasn't illegal to do back then call him an innovator. Look, every single class or racer is not going to tell you exactly what's going on in his car. Like, how many guys do you think ran a record on Pump E85 and then find out 3 years later they did it on M5, Nitro, you know? And you're like, okay, well, is that a Nitro record? Or, like, because you're trying to do it on Pump E85 and you're like, wait a minute, I'm like 2 seconds slower. I don't understand it. I have the mods. My car is light. I got a lung tune. My car is 2 seconds slower. Then you figure out the dude is okay to blow his shit up on M5, melting spark plugs going down the track all the time. And then you go, oh, I didn't know that. Well, no shit. No racer is going to tell you everything they got going on. Senior interview waiting. If not, chopping like a motherfucker, it ain't worth shit. Says, sorry, I'm late. Leaving a like and starting from the start. Starkey's wife's boyfriend says, I love VMP. Oh, shit. Fuck. What time is the Notchfit dropping? 5 p.m. tomorrow. You should interview Ben Callimer. He's probably going to be good to interview also. Senior can actually claim King of Coyote and back it up, unlike some other guests. Senior obviously made remote Coyote tuning. Senior invented remote Coyote tuning. Anybody that tunes remotely can thank Senior. Nobody was doing that on the Coyote platform until he came along. I'm racing. You're not bending breaking rules, then you're not competitive. If Senior isn't getting
on. We need Alex Part 2 because of the knowledge you dropped is insane. I figured Senior would drop even more, but I guess Alex Part 2 is... No. Senior's going to be on. We just got to get together on a day. Guys,
I have no fucking free time. I got to figure it out.
Alex, who redid your heads not wanting to disclose? Is it all over? I'm not going to disclose. I'm going to keep them quiet because they don't want to be involved. Rue, whatever the fuck your name is, that's good perspective on personality types and what YouTube algorithms like. Serious people about business such as Senior generally aren't as entertaining. Most short attention span millennial. That's okay. He said it twice. Any guys are not pulling out the headliner for weight reduction. People will be ready for that knowledge. Jason Miller says, love the data logs. Keep up the hard work. Team Holeshot says, how much boost can the stock sleeves take? It's not boost. It's cylinder pressure. Boost is a measurement of restriction. So that's highly conditional depending on turbo, supercharger, centrifugal. Typically at about 850 to 900, you might want to start thinking about sleeving it. Debating or maybe slightly higher, because what's going to let go first is the rod. But if you have, let's say you have rods and pistons on a illuminator at about 1,000 wheel, you might start to think about putting sleeves on it. Ben Calmer, H3 MTD2 versus Magnum T56. Too conditional. You have to be super specific. Gen 2 Mustang is better than any BMW. I don't know about that. Some of those BMWs are rolling out. All right, I'm 1 minute over. Fuck this overtime shit. So make sure to go back and check out the 13GT PMAS cold air intake comparison. It went 1258 at 113. That's pretty stout for a stock car on pump gas. No additives, no fuel additives, no nothing. Pump fucking gas, Shell 93, $5 a gallon Shell 93. Tomorrow, it's going to be a sad video. The notch got hurt during its initial nitrous hit. I'll let you guys watch that. I'll leave a little cliffhanger, let you guys watch that. And then we'll see what we do about the car. But I think it's going to be for sale because I don't have the time, energy, and motivation to fix the issue, which is minor in many circles. But to me, it's just another thing I have to do that I have no time for. Have a good rest of your Sunday. I will see you guys on Tuesday for Talking Shit Tuesday. And please enjoy the video that drops tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the notchback. Have